The pre-K4SA board will be made up of 11 members. Each of the 10 city council members get to pick one nominee, with Mayor Julian Castro's choice to act as the chair of the board. District 7 Councilman Chris Medina says he wanted a person who knew the ins and outs of the initiative.
I wanted to make sure that we had someone that was going to be knowledgeable about pre-K4SA, and Dr. John Folks is one of those individuals. He is a man of great integrity and character, and felt very comfortable in asking, and he graciously accepted to serve.
Folks is the former superintendent in the Northside ISD and helped promote the measure before it went to voters. Councilman Ray Saldana also made his choice, San Antonio Chamber President Richard Perez, who Saldana says had to make sure it would be the right fit.
This is going to be a big program for the city of San Antonio. It's going to have its fingerprints on the future of our city. And so he, realizing that, said, how long is the commitment? Because he wants to be able to obviously still continue to do a wonderful job in the work that he's doing at the chambers.
Board members will commit 2, 3, or 4 years. They cannot be a current San Antonio City employee or be a district employee or trustee. Those guidelines changed Councilwoman Lisa Chan's previous choice, Susan Galindo, who is the Northeast ISD board president. Councilman Ray Lopez picked Dave Force, who served as executive director for San Antonio Youth Literacy. Council members Ozuna, Taylor, David Medina, Williams, and Souls have not indicated their choices. At City Hall, Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.